Yo, what is going on, everybody? Hope everyone is doing great today. Here with another episode of the podcast. This is, I think it's episode 3. If you follow the vlog so well, you guys should know that I'm not too great with numbers. Sometimes they get all mixed up, and you know. But I think this is episode 3 coming at you from Paris. I'm actually in the back of a bus on my way to the airport. Got to catch a flight in about 2.5 hours. And you know, it got me thinking. I've always been, you know, of course, the audio, the quality, the production value of this podcast will go up from just over time. It will, and I'll get better at speaking and just getting it down in one take instead of making mistakes and not editing it out. All that stuff will go up, but for right now it's about producing content, which is something I tell a lot of people who know me. And I just really wanted to, something was on my mind, you know, sitting here in the back of the bus, and people were getting on board, and I was just looking at just a couple who was just giving each other a bye, you know, and they were crying. And you know, if you guys don't know about me, I'm living overseas, living in France at this current moment. I've kind of been away from home for the last almost 14 years now, where I'm only home for about a month maximum every year. And you know, I've let's just say I've had my fair share of goodbyes. And you know, just seeing that couple, it brings like instant emotion to me, just where I've said goodbye to family and friends and people I've been super close with and the different countries I've lived and had to go. And one thing that I said in my Instagram on InstaTV actually was the only way that I'm able to sometimes deal with it is by gratitude. And when I mean gratitude, I mean just the simple fact of realizing, like, it does suck. That moment does suck saying bye. Yeah, it does suck that having a problem with the car, it does suck that I'm going to have to move or change my apartment or change my job. But when you approach it from a standpoint of gratitude, meaning that I have to talk real quiet because I'm in the bus, but when you approach it from a standpoint of gratitude, like, I'm thankful that I had a car, be thankful that, hey, I did have that extra money in the bank that I could pay that ticket or that fine. When you approach it from that way, you know, that I do have someone that I care about so much that I miss, when you approach it from gratitude, I found that it just changes so much. It changes the way you look at it. It changes the situation, and I feel like it just gives you like a different perspective that I think can really help in situations like that. That's how I look. A lot of times changing hostels, I was with an awesome, amazing group of people yesterday. And I was sad to go, but at the same time, I was like, I was so happy that I met you all. And you know, we all split ways. That's just something that it just comes up. And when you approach it from gratitude, it just changes your perspective. So I'm actually recording this on the application itself, so I think it's going to cut me out in a second. But I just wanted to give you that little nugget of value today, and I just wish you guys a great day. Oh, actually, we'll keep going. It just does increments of 3 minutes. Perfect. But just giving you guys that little nugget of gratitude. And I'm telling you guys, that's one secret that I've used for a long time. That's really helped me throughout a lot, especially here with this podcast, especially with YouTube and everything like that. If you guys are thinking of creating content, when you look at it, when you first start creating things, YouTube, podcast, blog, anything like that, you got to, in the beginning, you don't have anyone following you. You don't have any viewers. You don't have that kind of stuff. But as it starts growing, as you tell people about it, you tell your friends, or you get people who actually care about it, when you approach it from a standpoint of gratitude, meaning I'm so thankful that one person at least watched what I did, or you know, someone took the time to leave a comment, when you approach it from that standpoint, I'm telling you guys, it changes everything. Like, it will change exactly how you look at things. It will change it like completely. You'd be so thankful that one person took the time to leave your comment instead of thinking, wow, I can't believe no one really watched this. I thought I'd have more views. I thought I'd have more likes, more comments. So, you know, I just really want to push that to you guys, because that's just something that's been on my mind and my heart lately, as I've just had to deal with a lot of changes in my life. And you guys know I've been traveling a lot and have been saying goodbye to people and cities and countries and all kind of things like that. Having to say goodbye and leaving things behind and moving on, it's been difficult. But when I've approached it from a gratitude standpoint, it just made me feel a lot better. And just wanted to share that little podcast with you guys, if you guys are listening. On that note, just like to thank you all who are watching, whether you're driving, whether you're eating your food right now, or you're just going for a walk, the fact that you took the time to listen to this 5-minute podcast of me kind of just rambling on and on, you know, I really appreciate you guys. I just think that I'm just really grateful for it, and it really makes things a lot better. And it's just something that I've been practicing. I've known this for a while, but it's something that I've actually started putting into use just 100%, just total gratitude. So thankful for you guys. I really want the best for you. I never want that my life turns into some kind of only entertainment for you guys. You don't get any kind of value from it. That's something that I really don't want. So I hope that I'm able to, with this podcast and with the vlog and different projects that I'll be working on for you all, well, it's actually for me, and the fact that it benefits you guys is absolutely amazing. But all that kind of stuff, I just want to say I'm really thankful for you guys for that. Please feel free to send me a message, I don't know if you can leave comments even on here, I'm so new to this. Feel free to send me an email, lukelifecharms@gmail.com. I will have other ways to get in contact with me, but also lukelifecharms on Instagram is great as well. And just great hearing back from you. And I wish you guys a great day. I still haven't thought of a sign off, to end the podcast, actually. So on that note, guys, thank you once again for listening. And this is Luke, over and out.